latest from CBS News Radio. The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett continues now here on News Radio WGNS.
Stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Working 9 to 5.
We only wish. It's a Tuesday morning. I've said it before and I'll say it again. It's more like 5 to 9.
I know. I was going to say we need to change
just
the song.
Swap them around.
Swap the rhyming of it. 5 to 9.
5 to 9. Yeah. But that's you.
Well, yeah.
That's not me. Working 12 to 12.
Wow. Man.
There's no time off in the radio world.
He's really expanded his hours.
He's not in a better mood today than he was yesterday. We were hoping.
Sure I am. We're working here from the Billups Broadcast Center studios. Billups Center, medicine that matters to men, online at thebillupscenter.com.
Well, people think, man, now he doesn't stay here from 12 to 12.
No.
I mean, that's, come on now, that's a little bit of, you know, you're kind of stretching it a little bit there. It's more like 5 in the morning to 4:30 in the afternoon, 5 to 5.
Yeah, that's
then,
good.
Then ball games and working for that, you know, evenings. Yeah.
I think I'm with him on those things, aren't
right.
you? Aren't
yeah.
you, Dalton, most
yeah.
of the time? Yeah.
Paperwork, get all that together.
And if I'm not there, I'm here producing it. So
he complains about paperwork, but he really loves paperwork. He really likes doing it. He's part of that organizational freak thing he's got going on.
Yeah. Love it.
Control.
Loving it. Loving this weather. Let's check on it now.
Good morning, guys. We'll see cloudiness in the area early today. Some sunshine for this afternoon. Highs get close to 60 degrees. Winds turn to the west-northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies and light winds. Lows drop to 35. Wednesday, lots of sunshine. Highs top out near 60. Winds east-southeast around 5 miles per hour. And then Wednesday night, clear to partly cloudy. Lows fall back to 41. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko. Right now, it's 42.
Erectile dysfunction is the check engine light of the male body. It is often a symptom of a larger medical problem. The only way to get rid of it is to address the underlying cause. Call the Billups Center and schedule a medical consultation today.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men.
Good morning. Heavy traffic here on 24, as expected here up by Elmaville Road. 840's got a lot of traffic now. Headed over to Franklin, Williamson County, down 96 as well. Starting to pick up out here on sections of Las Casas Pike, and still looks good right now by all the plants here, the Nissan plants. Get the lowest prices on most of your airline tickets. Smart fare. Save you 70% off. Call 1-800-915-2644. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
This is Fleet Feet owner Krista Dugosh. At Fleet Feet, we focus on providing you with the running and walking shoes that fit properly. Fleet Feet Murfreesboro is locally owned and operated. Fleet Feet Murfreesboro, 2 doors down from Carrabba's at the intersection of Medical Center Parkway and Thompson Lane.
Toots. Good food and fun.
This is Wade Hayes, and the 7 o'clock hour of the Wake Up Crew is brought to you by Toots. Good food and fun. Here's Brian with a look at today's $4.99 lunch special.
Well, it's a Tuesday today, and every Tuesday, not just for lunch, but all day long, it's the famous half-pound bacon cheeseburger and fries for just $4.99. Again, not just lunch, but all day long when you dine in at Toots, get the Toots burger for just $4.99.
Toots, good food and fun.
In Murfreesboro, on Northwest Broad, South Church Street, and our newest location on Franklin Road, Highway 96 at Rucker Lane. Plus, we have a Toots on Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna.
Toots, good food and fun.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back here at 14 minutes after 7, it is a Tuesday, the 19th day of November. That's right. And let's see, how many days? We've got just 9 days left.
No
until Thanksgiving.
This seems so long. This seems so long. Christmas will be like right here. I went ahead and put my tree up.
Did you?
I did. Yep.
You want to know how many days?
Till Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
36.
It'll be here right before we know it.
Because if you waited till after Thanksgiving, you're down to what, 25?
Right. It is, because Thanksgiving's late this year.
You get there pretty quickly. But if you put your tree up the day before or the day of, it really, like you two do, it doesn't really matter. Are you all ready for a little? Well, wait a minute, Brian. Are you ready for a little this?
And a little that.
Yep. Well, here we go. You ready?
Sure. Lay it on us.
You know, part of a morning show, you've got to have three people.
Community.
Know, communicating. Yeah, community. A loving family.
Well, that's what our open of the show this morning, but back at 6 o'clock.
Well, we definitely have a failure to communicate. He's just sitting there staring again. All right, here we go with a little of this. Cigarette smoking among adults hits an all-time low.
Well, that's good news.
That's good news. But 34.2 million adults still smoke and use other tobacco products.
Less good news.
Well, I think the cigarette smoking is what you right. know, the focus of.
Is vaping part of that, I guess, too?
Vaping, yes. Yeah. No, that'd be part of it.
How about a little of that?
Okay.
Narwhal, a dog, you can look him up online, was born with an extra tail on his forehead.
Oh, I saw that.
Hasn't wagged yet, but he's working on it. So that's a little bit of that.
It's weird the way you said that.
Well, that's how this article worded it.
Yeah, I've
he's
seen,
not
you see the picture.
On it.
Yeah, I got it.
It's like a unicorn. It's supposed to be like a unicorn.
I think it's
head.
Cute. That's why he's narwhal.
I think it would take me a little getting used to. I had a dog once with no tail.
I mean, could you imagine that if that thing weird. Just one day started wagging but from you know, its forehead?
Well, you doing it like that makes me shudder to think. Do that again one more time. Okay. But he is a cute dog.
He is a pretty cute
sweet
dog.
Little dog. Yeah. And what was his name again?
Narwhal.
Narwhal.
Yeah, like okay. the sea animals with
yeah.
the horns.
Yeah. Okay. All right, good name. How about a little of this? There are concerns now over LASIK surgery. The FDA may overturn the decision of LASIK surgery. It says 95% of people are still satisfied, but there's a 5% that have gone near blind.
Really?
They've had to put in special contact lenses for them and really has gone have gone bad. So,
and you hear a lot of people who are really scared of LASIK.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that would be part of that reason would be that 5%.
But 95% is a pretty good ratio, I would think. I would think there'd be a 2% possibility that things would go wrong anyway.
Well, make sure that you go to a real eye doctor, a doctor, this kind of
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, that probably would help.
Yeah, maybe don't visit the guy running it out of his salon shop.
Or the guy working at the Holiday Inn.
Right.
Go to him, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And there are no mobile LASIK units either rolling around.
Oh, I'm ready for that.
Yeah, I am too.
You are? Is it time for you?
Yeah, it's time for that.
You looked very strange and unusual.
See, he just gets those digs in. Motorola is bringing back the Motorola Razr as the first flip smartphone. I've got an article. We'll talk more about that at some point. But
the Razr phone?
The Motorola Razr,
yeah.
The old one. It was the most popular selling cell phone for a long time before the iPhone. Now they're bringing it back as a smartphone, and it'll be the first smartphone that flips open.
Yeah. I've seen the picture of that, too.
It'll be pretty neat.
Yeah. Yeah. I always like those phones you don't accidentally call somebody.
Right.
You know.
It'll be pretty cool. I may have one.
Does it have a homing device on it?
I don't know.
Is that a way you can find it?
I don't understand.
Well, I have one more of this, but we'll wait for next time. Okay.
Oh, no more of this and that?
Well, we'll have maybe the next segment.
Okay.
No, you're disappointed.
I am a little taken aback, but right now we'll take a break and be right back. This is a paid legal ad.
Big truck injury cases are more complicated than traditional car accident cases. Big trucks have to follow specific federal regulations, and our law firm knows that law. To aid our clients, we also work with experts in the fields of accident reconstruction and the evaluation of damages. If you or a family member has been involved in a trucking accident, you need a lawyer who focuses on representing people injured in trucking accidents. You need the law offices of John Day, 615-867-9900.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is proud to be the official medical group of MTSU Athletics. We all win big when we work as a team for better health. Just like MTSU's athletes and coaches, our healthcare professionals work tirelessly to make our community proud. At MMC, we really are true blue. MTSU is our hometown team, and your health is our mission. Visit mmclinic.com or call us at 615-893-4480.
And remember, the last Saturday of every month, all donated items are 30% off the sticker price.
30%?
That's right, 30% off the sticker price, all donated items, on the last Saturday of every month.
That's only at the Habitat Restore here in Murfreesboro.
850 Mercury Boulevard.
But don't wait. What you really want may be gone.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
The Murfreesboro Habitat Restore is located at 850 Mercury Boulevard.
Come on over and save.
It's fall, and French's Shoes and Boots, your hometown store for boots, shoes, and more, has fall merchandise arriving daily. We have new muck styles for the whole family, and vests, jackets, flannels, and more with brand names like Carhartt, Timberland, and Columbia. Plus, who can forget our bargain racks full of unbelievable deals up to 90% off?
It makes good sense to shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
This is Logan Hickerson inviting you to the Stones River Craft Association's 26th Annual Art Studio Tour, Saturday and Sunday, November 23rd and 24th. This event opens 9 studios in the Rutherford County area, featuring about 40 artists and craftsmen. The locations are shown on Facebook or on the website artstudiotour.org. That website again, artstudiotour.org. So for Christmas shopping ideas and unique handmade gifts, learn more at artstudiotour.org.
Wow, Penny, I love your new cabinets and backsplash too. Where did you go to find such beautiful granite?
I went to Cabinet Empire.
Cabinet Empire? Isn't that a cabinet store?
Don't be fooled by the name. They also have tiles, flooring, and their huge selection of granite slabs is something to see. At Cabinet Empire, they constructed a 3D design for free.
No way.
Better believe it.
Cabinet Empire, aren't they across from Jackson Heights Plaza?
805 Northwest Broad Street. Tell them that Penny or Josie sent you and get a free sink
with your remodel purchase.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Moving right along this morning, a Tuesday, 22 after 7. Our this and that kind of got ended just a second ago. You said you had a little something else. And
I do, but it kind of coincides with some other things, some other thoughts of mine.
Oh, we're going into the brain.
We're the thoughts of John Dinkins. Could be another segment, couldn't it?
Into the mind.
Yeah. That's exactly what's going on. I was reading the other day, and they were talking about a friend. It looks like a friend's reunion is going to happen.
Okay? Yeah.
As they've had reunions for, help me, Full House.
Right.
The new... is it Disney?
Disney Plus.
Well, I know, but I'm wondering if I'm not sure. I don't know if I've got the right network, but they're planning on Family Matters. Remember?
That was an ABC show, so it's probably Disney.
Yeah, that's they were going to bring it back, Step by Step. TGIF Fridays is what it was. Their whole lineup.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So ABC would probably be Disney.
Yeah.
I know Fresh Prince is one that Will Smith is supposed to be bringing back.
And
really?
Mm-hmm.
That was NBC, I think.
And, with Will Smith?
I think he's going to be in it. I think, but it's kind of be how Bob Saget was in Fuller House. So he's kind of taken.
So there's going to be another Little Prince.
Probably. It'll probably be Jaden Smith, if I had to guess. But
are you guys into that? Are you guys into those reunion things? Do you? I never watched Will and Grace. I didn't watch any of those.
New
ones.
It's going off.
Yeah,
this is the final season of that coming back.
Roseanne came back.
Yeah,
I watched it initially, and then I haven't watched it since. It has a little nostalgic feeling to it,
right?
But
if the quality's not there,
right. And you, I think you kind of judge the actors based on what they did back then, and it's not the same. They're often older, different. Fuller House just kind of seemed geeky to me. And I know it was kind of that way when it was out then, but TV's different now. I don't know.
Well, the best one was with the $6 Million Man and the Bionic Woman.
I did go watch it.
That was a good one.
And I finally found it on Cozy.
Yeah.
And I've recorded a couple of episodes. I'm gonna.
Are you disappointed? When you go back and look at an old show?
I haven't watched them yet. I've just recorded them.
This is what gets me, and the reason why the westerns still kind of maintain popularity for me is because of the period, you know. You don't see wide ties, wide lapels, you know, like in the old shows. It kind of maintains it. But you do see that they use stuntmen not very well. As you can tell, Cheyenne Bodie, although he did a lot of his stunts, boy, when you saw him when he didn't, they were really bad.
The quality is different. You know, I think we like a lot clearer picture now. It's like listening to old radio, you know, and the quality of older radio programs is not as clean and as it is today. But the dialogue, it just seems kind of forced sometimes in those older shows.
If you look at The Adventures of Superman, you look at it and go, well, that's corny. That's corny. Look how he's flying. You can actually maybe see a wire or two. But in 1952, when it first started production, that was a way ahead of its time. I mean, way, way ahead of its time.
Well, you can even look at the Christopher Reeve Superman movies and say, well, they've used that same shot four times of him flying at the camera.
Right.
But I think that adds to the charm of that stuff.
I just think, you know, you have to look back at when it was produced. And the way when people, their morals, family morals, and, you know, if you look at Father's Knows Best, you go, well, this is so corny. The dad comes home, puts on a sweater, got a tie on, puts the sweater on. That's his relaxing outfit, you know.
Mm.
And, you know, whereas the Connors are probably a more realistic look at what, you know, America's kind of like. But they brought in the new Charlie's Angel movie, and I've led all that, said all that to lead up to this. They brought in the new Charlie's Angels movie. It bombed.
I kind of expected that.
They felt like they needed a little bit more high-powered stars.
Right.
There wasn't enough action. They did say Kristen Stewart is great in it. It says she's funny. Well,
that's good. I think she's a really
And the girl from Aladdin is in it. But they said that one of the reasons why they think it failed is because they're not on social media except for Naomi Scott, who is the girl from Aladdin. That she's the only one that has a Twitter feed, and people couldn't relate to them. Is that not crazy?
Hmm.
Interesting. So, see, I figured it would have bombed because it wasn't a good movie.
But what's that, Ford versus Ferrari? That thing is skyrocketing. It's going great. I mean,
and over the weekend, I saw Midway, finally, before it went out of theaters. If you're a history buff, World War II, it's about the Battle of Midway, loaded with stars. It was a really, really good movie. So it's still at Premiere 6 this week if you want to go see it.
I guess I'm going to have to go see Ford versus Ferrari.
That's what I want to see. I think it looks good.
Yeah.
So, I heard it was really good.
It just amazes me what hits home. But maybe we're overdoing the remakes just a little bit. Maybe a little bit, especially in theaters.
Until there's a $6 trillion man. I'll be ready for that one, though.
Yeah.
That's going to be a good remake.
That's how much it'll cost by the time it gets produced.
It's 728. Good morning.
Hear better. See Dr. Sean Lancaster.
It's very important with a hearing aid to have good service. We recommend appointments every 6 months. And if someone has a change in hearing, our hearing aids can be adjusted.
Dr. Sean Lancaster, custom fits your hearing aid.
I go to Dr. Sean Lancaster and recommend his services.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
We are at 608 East Clark Boulevard, close to the MTSU campus.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
One day they're playing grown up. The next day, they are one. And as time goes by, the cost of college continues to rise. You know that college is important, but that expense may seem out of reach. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. Let's work together on strategies to help you tackle growing college expenses. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Making decisions are hard, and having an opportunity to try things out first makes them a lot easier. This is Sue Hall with the Villages of Murfreesboro. Come try out our Village Experience for 2 weeks and see how it feels. I think you're going to like it. I think you're going to feel at home. So we invite you to come by the Villages of Murfreesboro and try our Village Experience for 2 weeks and see what you think. The Villages is in Murfreesboro, 2550 Willow Oak Trail, just off the battlefield grounds and close to the hospital.
Erectile dysfunction is the check engine light of the male body. It is often a symptom of a larger medical problem. You can ignore it or mask it, but to get peak performance, you must deal with the underlying cause. And if you continue ignoring the warning signs, you do so at your own risk. There's plenty of ways to treat ED. The only way to get rid of it is to address the underlying cause. Call the Billups Center and schedule a medical consultation today. We take health insurance and offer comprehensive care.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:30 a Tuesday morning. Appreciate you waking up with us here on News Radio WGNS, broadcasting from the Billups Center studio. Medicine that matters to men, online at thebillupscenter.com.
Don't forget to call or text in your birthdays at 615-893-1450. We'll be giving away a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe on North Walnut Street.
The staff at Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home are today's good neighbors of the day. When our listener was in their time of need, they were compassionate and very helpful during that. So they're going to receive some flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and us here at News Radio WGNS.
News, traffic, weather, it's all coming up here for you. Local stuff right here on News Radio WGNS, brought to you by French's.
French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street here in Murfreesboro. And you know that they're known for shoes and boots, but what about fall apparel? Yep, they've got it. And new fall merchandise arriving daily at French's. Let's check your weather.
Good morning, guys. We'll see cloudiness in the area early today. Some sunshine for this afternoon. Highs get close to 60 degrees. Winds turn to the west-northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies and light winds. Lows drop to 35. Wednesday, lots of sunshine, highs top out near 60, winds east southeast around 5 miles per hour, and then Wednesday night, clear to partly cloudy, lows fall back to 41. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko. Right now it's 42.
Good morning. Still heavy out here as expected right now on 24 westbound, passing Yamaville Road. The 840's got a lot of traffic, obviously, headed over to Franklin. Williamson County traffic still looking good out here for the most part on all the major interstate routes. A little bit of rain in some areas right now. Prince's Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. Check it out, 5814 Nolensville Pine. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
The human remains found near Barfield Crescent Road in Rutherford County are being identified as those of missing teen Devin Bond. 16-year-old disappeared on March 30th of 2017. Rutherford County Sheriff's Office believed the remains found last week were Bond's, but it wasn't confirmed until the medical examiner's office identified them. Sheriff's Office says foul play was not a part of the teen's death. A 36-year-old Murfreesboro man charged with two counts of rape of a child. In both charges, the victim was reported to be under the age of 13. Jose M. Cicada expected to be in a Rutherford County courtroom for a hearing December 2nd. His bond was set at $100,000. Tullahoma High School drama teacher Aaron Miller has resigned from his position following an investigation launched by the school system at the end of October. It remains unclear what sparked the investigation and what the nature of the investigation was. A holiday performing arts production called The Joys of the Season will be featured at the MTSU campus Sunday, December 1st from 3 to 4 p.m.
This will be a fun, fluid production. It'll go by quick and you'll be very involved and really get you in the mood for the upcoming season.
That is Professor John Underwood. He says this will be the fifth year The Joys of the Season has been showcased at MTSU. The production involves dance, theater, music, and art. Dr. Stephen Smith says that's just about perfect for the university's College of Liberal Arts.
Well, this production ties in with the arts component of the College of Liberal Arts, the performing arts and visual and from the art department, theater and dance and music. The School of Music itself has about 100 concerts and recitals every semester.
Tickets available online from a link at WGNSradio.com. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio WGNS.
News is brought to you by the Billups Center. Medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
This is Jeff Graham with Tire World. I want to invite you to visit our new off-road department at our Memorial Boulevard location, featuring lift kits, leveling kits, light bars, as well as wheel and tire packages. Just come by and ask for Gator for all your off-road needs. That's Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
In 1962, our family set out to make homes and businesses colorfully beautiful. Since then, Hoover Paint Store has been making houses look like homes through color. I'm Tim Bowling, and our family makes color easy. We keep a file under your name and year of the color for each room. If you need to touch up or repaint a room, Hoover Paint Store creates the perfect match. Hoover Paint Store in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, Shelbyville, Cool Springs, Green Hills, and Cookeville.
Shop and save.
Well, those deals never seem to stop. Come and shop and save.
You will leave our store humming.
All items are 30 to 70% off retail value.
And while you're here, take a look at our great selection of furniture and new area rugs.
We just added a new shipment of area rugs.
Shopping at the ReStore.
It's located at 850 Mercury Boulevard.
Shopping at the ReStore, yeah.
When news breaks, when traffic's horrendous, when the weather's bad, be the first to get the news, traffic, and weather you want with a text alert from News Radio WGNS. Free text alert. Sign up online at WGNSradio.com.
The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Timothy Tompkins is with us this morning, and Timothy graduated from the Georgia Career Institute, the GCI, about 11 years ago, and now he is off and running with his very own studio, has had it for quite some time now. Kind of tell us what got you into this business.
I just always love making people feel pretty, wanted them to feel what everyone else seen, and that's something we strive to do for our customers at my salon.
Now tell us the name of your salon and what you do there.
It is Head Trip Hair Studio. It's located on 212 West Main Street in the downtown historical area in Murfreesboro.
And what do you do there every day?
We do hair extensions. We do color services. We do wax services. We have three of the most sought out after hair product lines out there. Something that we all enjoy using and our clients enjoy using.
Now looking back about 11 years ago, you actually learned how to do everything hands-on at the Georgia Career Institute. What did they teach you? I mean, what kinds of things did they help you out with that you're still using today?
They teach you your fundamentals. They teach you on how to become a hairdresser, how to take control over the client and help them with what they need for their individual hair.
You know, I'm going to guess that a lot of people come in there with cutouts from magazines and they say, hey, make me look just like this. And you're like, we can do this, but your hair is not going to do this. Or, you know, I mean, you got to kind of coach people sometimes.
You sure do. You sure do. Some people think, you know, that they expect something that their hair won't do. But that's where our job comes into place, teaching that person that, you know, you have just as fabulous hair, but let's do something a little more suitable for your hair type.
You know, everybody's got a different type of hair. And I think some folks don't really understand that when they go in with a picture from a magazine.
They do not. But that's our job as stylists to make them believe in their hair and their self.
Now, give us the name of your studio again.
It's Head Trope Hair Studio.
And you, again, graduated from the GCI about 11 years ago. So I'm sure they really helped you out along the way. It's cool to hear from students 11 years down the road who are still doing what they love and what they learned to love in school.
You need to be more accepting to different types of people and able to make them people feel comfortable when you're touching them. That's very important.
Yeah, because you see a variety of people, I guess, every single day, every single hour, and you're working with all types of backgrounds. I mean, you don't know who's going to come in and sit in your chair, do you?
You do not. You never know.
And that's something that, again, I think the average person never thinks about whenever they walk into a hair salon.
They do not.
If somebody out there is thinking about a career change, or let's say they've always wanted to do hair, wanted to do makeup, or anything along those lines, they ought to give the GCI a call or stop by. They're located at the intersection of Memorial Boulevard and Northfield here in Murfreesboro, and maybe they could just take a tour of the facility. But what would you say if you were talking to somebody who said, you know, this is what I want to do in the future? I mean, what would you say to them? Would you discourage or encourage them?
Oh, I would definitely encourage them. I would definitely tell them just, you know, there's so much opportunity. It's not just about being a hairdresser. There's so many other jobs out there. There is educating. There is, you know, sales rep. There's so many other opportunities out there other than just doing hair. Anyone and everyone can do something in the field.
Again, Timothy Tompkins with us today. He graduated from the Georgia Career Institute about 11 years ago, and today he owns his own salon. As we do close out, tell us again the name of that salon.
It's Head Trip Hair Studio. It's located at 212 West Main Street here in the historical downtown Murfreesboro.
Well, Timothy, thanks for joining us.
WGNS, your good neighbor station.
Rutherford County's place to talk.
It's 7:39. Good morning here from News Radio WGNS. Don't forget, if you'd like to contact us with questions, comments, or just to say hello, you can email us. That's wakeupcrew@wgnsradio.com. wakeupcrew@wgnsradio.com. We'd love to hear from you and hear what you have to say. Also, if you miss any part of the Wake Up Crew, you can check out the podcast section at wgnsradio.com. Click on the Wake Up Crew, and listen back to any of the recent shows. And one more reminder, if you know someone who has gone the extra mile, tell us about it. We'll make them the good neighbor of the day. All we need is their name, address, phone number, and a sentence as to why they should be good neighbor of the day. Send us an email, news@wgnsradio.com. You can also text us at 615-893-1450 or drop it in the mail, 306 South Church Street, Murfreesboro, 37130. 740 now. Good morning.
Technology for your home's heating and air system, the Daikin Fit from Precision Air. It's quiet, takes up less space, and uses less power. Chances are, even if you had a unit installed in the last few years, you can still save money by switching to the Daikin Fit. Precision Air. Online at precisionairtn.com.
Most men think that ED is an embarrassing issue. ED is really a medical issue and should be treated as such. ED is also a gift. Most people don't get an early warning sign of a heart attack or silently worsening diabetes. For men, ED is often a visual symptom of other underlying medical problems. If you have ED, take the medical approach to treatment. Call the Billups Center today and schedule your appointment. We take health insurance and offer comprehensive care.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
French's Shoes and Boots is the number one place in Tennessee to find the latest Southern styles at unbelievable prices. Let us help you get ready for cooler weather with insulated and waterproof hunting boots and Ariat insulated waterproof and safety toe work boots at French's everyday low prices starting at $89.99. Find a lower price and we'll match it.
It makes good sense to shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Don't let hip, neck, or back pain linger. Visit Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard.
You don't want to let a nagging pain become a chronic problem.
Amir, the physical therapist at Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard, next to Nacho's in front of Walmart.
Hey, Josie. Love your new kitchen. We're having ours remodeled, but it's taking forever.
We called Cabinet Empire, and they installed cabinets, custom granite, and tile in less than 2 weeks.
Beautiful. Where are they?
Right there across from Jackson Heights Plaza, 805 Northwest Broad Street. Definitely give them a call for your next remodel project. They are fast, friendly, and it's top quality at an affordable price. I'll always call Cabinet Empire for all of my remodel needs. Just mention that Penny and Josie sent you, and they'll even throw in a free sink with your remodel purchase.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Broadcasting here from the Billups Center studio, medicine that matters to men, online at thebillupscenter.com. It is 7:40, almost 7:43 here, and wrapping up our Wake Up Crew for a Tuesday morning. But let me tell you about our friends at Junior's Foodland. They have got huge, gigantic, absolutely enormous Thanksgiving savings at Junior's Foodland. How about Food Club Young Turkey, just 99 cents a pound? Yep, Thanksgiving is here, so you need to get on over there and get that Thanksgiving turkey, just 99 cents a pound. Cook's Shank Portion Ham, $1.99 per pound, and it's already hickory smoked, so you can enjoy that. Hickory Smoked Spiral Half Ham, $2.49 per pound. It's Smithfield's Red Foil or Cook's Ham. Yep, $2.49. It's already spiral sliced there for you. Of course, Juniors will take care of that when you need it. How about some fixins to go along with it?
Yeah, boy.
Let's see. A big bag of russet potatoes, $2.89. You can get crisp celery, just 99 cents for a bunch there. Sweet potatoes are 79 cents per pound. It's time to get those pies in the oven and ready to go. A 4-pound bag of Domino sugar, two for $5. Food Club cheese, three for $5. Let's see, white lily flour or cornmeal, two for $4, 5-pound bag. A lot of cooking going on, huh? And Crisco cooking oil, two for $5. Just a few of the savings you'll find at Junior's Foodland. And they wanted to make sure from their family to yours, may you be blessed as you gather together for Thanksgiving. And get on over to Junior's Foodland, 323 East Main, just off of the Murfreesboro Square, and get all of those Thanksgiving deals, because Turkey Day is upon us. Yeah, just 9 days away.
He has no hesitation about throwing that out there when he's hosting the show. Have you noticed that?
He can do it whenever he wants.
Yeah, he makes me beg. I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm vowing right now. If he wants to do it, he does it. I'm not going to cue him up. Nothing.
You've got this and that. You've got. Oh, you guys have things. I need a thing
just to help your hour out.
You so, have the dad joke of the day.
Yeah,
that's the biggest segment of the show, and it's your thing.
Yeah.
You've got, until you're in it.
You've got the real fact.
I'll give him a two.
What do I have today in history?
What have we learned today?
Anything? I've learned that you're nicer in the 7 o'clock hour than you are in the first six, the 6 o'clock hour. I don't know whether it's because of when you wake up or whatever, but have you not noticed